Okay, how's that? You guys still hear me?
Silence.
We can hear you. So what Toby just did is muted everybody but Rob, you muted everybody but myself, Rob, Mark Graydon, and Toby. I haven't heard Mark yet. Mark, are you here?
Hey there, sir. I'm here.
Here, yeah.
Hey, there you go.
For anything.
There's that distinctive voice. And hey, Rob, since you talked me into being on this call, why don't I lead off, and I'm going to hand it off to you three here in a second. But the reason I guess you want me on the call is obviously most of the members should know by now, but there's been an ownership transition for NAPNA, and Rob is now a part owner of the company, and I'm a majority owner of the company, and Century is now our best friends, but no longer in an ownership role of any sort with NAPNA.
That's right.
And what that means, frankly, and yesterday, Rob, you and I had a long conversation about this, and of course we had a long conversation about this several times in the spring, but is, in my estimation, as I look back, you have and I have notes of conversations we had going back to, it's got to be 5 years now.
Okay.
But going back at least 3 years and 4 years when was the point of some of the early turmoil, and probably a year before that, we were having conversations, some of it your idea, some of it John Graydon, some of it my idea, some of it other people, but on ways that NAPNA could accelerate its growth, enhance the membership experience for at least for the top 20-25% of the members.
Right.
And all that really kind of got put on hold during the ICON era and then during the turmoil with Century and then during Century's ownership for whatever reason. So in a sense, you and all the staff there, mostly based out of Clearwater, were kind of in shackles for a while and benignly and benevolently so, because I think the basic membership materials continue to improve and get better and better and better, and the magazine was great. But as far as being able to create enhancements and grow the company, and in fact, for a while there, obviously there hasn't been a world conference in 3 or 4 years.
Last one was 2003 in Orlando.
Yeah, so and I think that's the one that I'm remembering where you and I had a big checklist of things that was on the plate to do with NAPNA, and it all got sidelined there for a while.
And we know why.
And for a lot of reasons, but we're now in a situation that, aside from the rumor mill, is everyone who has been an active contributor or participant or staff member of NAPNA, short of the accounting department that was in Oklahoma City for a century, is not only still in place, but feels, I think, a newfound empowerment to help grow the organization. Mark, maybe we can get your perspective on the last 2 months' transition and kind of what's in store for the future.
Well, I'm just excited about what the group that that Stephen brings to the table here. It's just a sharp bunch. I've been working with them through the NAPNA Squared program, and there's just the material and the attitudes and all of the just the energy that's coming from this group combined with NAPNA is really going to take us through the roof for what we can offer to our membership. So anybody, I know a lot of people are kind of waiting and seeing, but I got to tell you, we are going to be, I think people are really going to be excited when they see what we can accomplish together.
How would you compare all the key people, obviously yourself, and we'll let Mr. Costani speak for himself, but all the key people there at the office, Jay and Melissa and Bob I'm not gonna pull the names off the top of my head here, but how would you compare everybody's one ability now to contribute and two enthusiasm for the company compared to even 6 or 9 months ago?
Well, I think one of the best things about your organization is we spend a lot of time brainstorming. We're coming up with great ideas that were actually right in front of us. We now are realizing are so much more possible. So I think our vision, everybody on the staff really, our vision for what is possible here at NADMA has expanded in a major way. But the potentials we have to go in so many different other directions is it's really endless. And I know that the NADMA membership base is going to start feeling that pretty fast.
Absolutely. I know that you, in your area of expertise with martial arts curriculum and with the teaching curriculum and all the video support for that, you've got just 32 different new ideas and things on the plate that you're getting ready to launch for everybody.
Yep, that's so true. We were able to open things up to the industry at large. We're going to be helping support martial arts and basically being there for the martial arts industry in general. We've had such a major focus on the business, but we want to have a big tent that includes the martial arts industry at all levels. So it really is exciting. And I think that people are really going to like what they have coming, and we're really looking for that feedback too on where would be a good idea for us to go. What are people thinking that we should be doing? And so it basically winds up being a big mastermind session with our entire client base.
Exactly. Hey, Rob, why don't you give everybody, before we get started on our primary point of conversations, a little overview of some of what you see coming in the new year now that the shackles have been released.
Well, it's been an interesting.
I use that nicely. I mean, it's you've been under a benevolent dictatorship that's helped the economy be stable, but now we have an opportunity to grow and add a lot of new things.
Yeah, and you know, everybody was in somewhat of an awkward situation once NAPMA became owned by Century and by their own admission too, and ours, frankly. You know, they had the Maya organization, which was our direct competitor, and then one company owned both organizations. So it's very awkward. And I know Charlie Foxman, who's the director of our NSSN program, is on this call, and he and I worked very closely together, and we've had many conversations about this. And Century and NAPMA were working together to try to figure out, you know, how do we keep both associations in the same industry and make everything work in such a way where it makes sense. And as a result, we were trying to create differentiation between the two associations as much as possible. So, you know, one association would have a conference and the other one wouldn't. And one association may have, you know, a coaching program and the other one wouldn't, and on and on and on and on. So when Stephen says the shackles are off, I think what he's saying, when you break it right down and distill it down to its essence, is that we're free to do whatever we want now. And there's been so many things that we've wanted to do that we couldn't because it just didn't make sense for both associations to be doing them. And now that we're independent once again, we've got free rein, and it's like open water to do whatever we want to do. And that means things like, you know, having a convention again and releasing different programs and creating joint ventures with people who we know can help the membership base to grow and learn. So the future is very exciting. It's great to be working with Stephen Oliver. He is the classic entrepreneur. He is truly one of the hardest working guys I've ever met in my career, in or out of the martial arts industry. And hey, the rising tide raises all the boats, so good things ahead.
Yeah, and maybe to be more specific, I know that we have on the drawing board and our deadlines keep ticking, so we've got to be ready for the next magazine here. But
yep,
we've got on the drawing board a reinstitution of the World Conference.
Yep.
Which was the industry's leading convention.
Yep.
For school owners. Mm-hmm. And I think we're thinking tentatively in terms of mid-fall next year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to look at scheduling, of course, and we're also looking at regional seminars again, which NAPMA did very, 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 very well for many years and
fell
by the wayside. And hopefully those will be kicked off no later than January.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps even before the holidays. So we'll have to see how we can get that effectively promoted and get it announced.
Absolutely.
But I guess the main thing is for current NAPMA members is the only thing that's going to change on the basic memberships. In other words, on the NAPMA monthly box and on the Maximum Impact, which we were calling Atma Squared, on the Maximum Impact is, frankly, Maximum Impact was designed to be a monthly program, and we're going to start shipping it monthly probably by January.
Try it.
Instead of it being every other month. And it'll be organized to be a little bit more useful, a little bit more functional. And we're gonna launch some additional support tools and so forth for that Maximum Impact program. And of course, as always, NAPNA Squared, aka Maximum Impact, is always meant to be an intensive business educational program. The basic membership has always been a variety of tools, and we have three or four ways already on the table to make the ad slicks, the done for you newsletters, all of the stuff that comes in that box, to be more functional, including probably doing some of the printing and fulfilling for people if they so choose. So I think there'll be some exciting enhancements there, and also, frankly, just getting back to the martial arts core roots of the organization and expanding and enhancing that. I mean, Mark, you're a WAKO World Kickboxing Champion, and you bring a lot to the table in that, and of course we also bring resources like my instructor Jeff Smith and a wide variety of others. So we're really going to be stretching back to the martial arts roots of things, as well as strengthening the upper level business aspects of the organization. And Toby, probably most people in the call have never met you.
That's true. That's very true.
And so the only new face in Clearwater right now is Toby Milroy, who's now the Director of Sales and Marketing down there. And so you're going to be facilitating. Oh, Toby, why don't you give a little overview of your background and what you're going to be doing?
Well, I think my direct background that affects this is that I have kind of an eclectic business background, and I come from a very entrepreneurial family and have run businesses basically my entire life, from food and beverage industry to actually, you know, casino industries to martial arts schools. And I think the skill sets that we bring to the table obviously are a really deep marketing background. All businesses basically function on three precepts, and one is fulfilling the obligations of the business. The other one is selling the product or service, and the third one, and typically the most important, is the marketing functions. And I think those are the skill sets that we bring to the table at NAPMA. You know, it's a huge organization with a very broad reach, and I think up until, you know, recently, there hasn't been a really big incentive or a big push to really try to penetrate the market more deeply. And I think that's definitely what our focus is. We definitely want to have a huge tent, like Mark said. We want to have martial artists that are professional teachers. We want to have professional martial artists that are instructors of all levels and of all styles, and to really create a very strong and robust organization by penetrating the market deeper, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And Toby, you've been a martial artist for how many years now?
26, something like that. I started when I was really young, probably 27 years now.
Yeah. The depth of martial arts knowledge and talent is continuing to grow, which was always strong. But let's move on. Rob, let's move into what the topic is that everybody came on the call today, so we don't belabor the point. But I think that you know, any concerns that people might have that there's going to be any negative impact to the transition is hopefully is put to bed. Rob,
well,
are you there?
Okay, yes,
there
I am.
Okay.
I think you went out for a second. What was your question?
Oh, I said, why don't we transition into our topic while everybody tuned in on the call today, which is what the next level thing that we're going to be doing for the top members is.
Absolutely. Well, we've created a new program here called the NAPMA Inner Circle, and the Inner Circle is kind of like, that's best probably way to describe it is that it's a mastermind group. And in the past, NAPMA has had some mastermind groups. They weren't called Inner Circle or Mastermind. They were called Regional Director Program, and then that was actually the predecessor to the current NSSN program, the NAPMA School Support Network. And this is a very powerful program. The mastermind effect really is a phenomenon that occurs when people, very sharp people that all have something good to contribute, get together in a group and work together to grow and to achieve their goals, whatever they may be. These types of mastermind groups like the NAPMA Inner Circle program, they're usually very small, and usually the people that get in these groups are hand-picked. It's not for everybody. It's for only the people that are, I guess you could say, the cream of the crop, the people that are the most eager to grow, the most hungry to succeed, the people that do not make excuses, will not accept failure, will never settle for second best, and that are extremely serious about growing their schools, they're future-focused, and they're willing to make healthy changes in order to grow and create the futures they envision. So this new Inner Circle program that we're creating is a way for NAPMA to really help the top members in the organization and the people in the organization that want to grow. And unfortunately, you know, as NAPMA continues to grow, and we do have over 1,500 schools that are actively on the membership roster right now, unfortunately, as the organization grows, it's the less individual attention that we can give to each member. You know, the box package has been the same price ever since December of 1994 when the association launched, okay? And we've been struggling for many years now to offer consultation services to members in 24 countries around the world as they call in our 800 line with random questions about, you know, everything under the sun. And while we've tried our hardest to maintain that, to be very honest, it's been quite challenging. We're quite outnumbered here. And we've dramatically increased the quantity and the quality of materials in the box, so our service has gone up, our price hasn't. But at the same time now, we want to launch this new level of membership where we can provide individualized attention to a select group of people and kind of have these folks as the position them as the role model superstars in the NAPMA organization. So our task is to find these individuals that want to be part of this. We will look very closely at who they are. Unfortunately, not everybody who applies and, frankly, sends in a check can be accepted because the onus of responsibility is on us to create harmony in this group so that everybody in this group gets the desired results that they're looking to achieve. And facilitated by the top staff members at NAPMA, as well as the group itself, the whole group should grow together as a group to achieve the results that they're looking for in their businesses. And that's really kind of like what the NAPMA Inner Circle program is all about.
And Rob, maybe to echo something you just said a minute ago, the membership base at approximately 1,500 active schools.
Actually heading towards 1,600 now.
Yeah. But we've got around 10% of the active membership base that are on the call today. So I just checked on the numbers while you were talking, and it's just a tad at under 10%. So we're pretty much at maxed out of capacity today at about 150.
Right.
And really what we're talking about here is, and maybe I can give a little background on kind of my perspective on these type of things. Is, as you and I were talking yesterday, Rob, is, you know, I've had an interesting career, and I think in part by being focused enough and aggressive enough to go find information, but in part, frankly, having stumbled by accident or by luck into being in the right place at the right time over and over and over again. You know, our partnership now with NAPMA probably wouldn't have happened if my relationship with Mike Dillard didn't go back to when he was driving his brother's beat-up Toyota over to Roger Green School in Tulsa to deliver uniforms. So I've known him since 1976, and we built a decent relationship over the years, and I think a comfortable enough one to obviously to have facilitated this transition. But I ended up in